Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, and we're holding three lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Tanadvei Menashe. What is this all about? You'll remember that yesterday we said that there are Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. However, there was a Machloikis, exactly how do you count the seven? The seven that we had was the three cardinal sins, the Yehorik Bal Yavar, which is Shvichas Dam, Avoid Azor, and Gili Aroyas, and then you have the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph is Eivim Menachai, Beis is Birchas Hashem, Gimel is Gezel, and Dalet is Dinan. However, we had the Gemara Tanavei Menashe respectfully disagrees. Where was the Tanavei Menashe? Roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud here on Nun Vav Amud Beis, where he was Mapik Dach, which means he took out Dinan and Birchas Hashem, and he put in Sach, which means Sirus and Kilai. And the Gemara asked, Nu Mameila, how do we know the seven mitzvah b'nei Noach other than according to Tanavei Menashe? So we had that pasuk where the pasuk speaks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking kaviyochel to Adam Rishon, and he says to him, Adam Rishon, Vayitzav Hashem Elikim alo Adam leima mikol eitzagon ochoil toichel. And based on that pasuk, the Gemara learned that all the seven mitzvah b'nei Noach, without going through all of them, Vayitzav is Elu Hadinen. Because it says, Ki yedata manashe yitzav ez banavis b'nish, v'as yitzach u'mishpat. What is Hashem, yitzav Hashem, come to tell you, the noikiv shem Hashem, mois yumas, that's the din of birchas Hashem. Aha. Okay, but remember that according to the Menashe, we take out those two. There is no dinen, and there is no din of birchas Hashem. So based on that, zokti yimura, tanvei Menashe, three lines from the bottom. Memanavshach, idorish v'yitzav, if he learns the same drasha by Yitzav that is the makoyer for all the seven mitzvah b'nei Noach, so how can he leave out those two, the dinan and birchas Hashem? Those are the very first two words by Yitzav Hashem in that pasuk. Elamai iloy dorish by Yitzav, if he doesn't dash by Yitzav, is hani minolei. How does he know then all the others plus sirus and kilayim? What's his makoyer for those seven mitzvah b'nei Noach? He does not dash in Vayitzav. And therefore, Hani kol chod v'chod v'yapei nafshei k'siva. All of the seven mitzvah b'nei Noach, including the Sirus and the Kelayim, he learns from other psukim. What are the other psukim? So not that we're going to have one pasuk where it's merum is all seven, but each one is going to have its own v'yapei nafshei k'siva. So we start off with Avodah Zarah v'gilui Aroyos. How do we know? D'chsiv. It says by the Mabel in the times of Noach, Vati Shachesa Oretz Lefnei Walikim, Vati Moli Ha'oretz Chamas, and what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He brought the Mabel. Now, what's the definition of Vati Shachesa? Vati Shachesa means that the Oilim became corrupt. But in which sense? V'tanu Ben Rishma, M'chol Mokim Shinemar Hashchasa, when you see the word Hashchasa in the Torah, Eini Ela Dvar Erva Bavoyitz Chacham. This is an allusion to Aroyas, Gili Aroyas. And Avodah Zarah. How do I know? Dvar Erva, Shinem, it says in Pasuk, Ki Hishchas Kol Basar. All of the Oilam was Nishchas Kol Basar. Es Darkoi Al Ha'aretz. Now, where does it say Ki Hishchas Kol Basar? Es Darkoi, this refers to Aroyas. Hishchas Kol Basar could be in many different ways. That people cheated each other in business. Hishchas, people stopped going to davening. Well, where does it say Kihishchas Kol Basar that this refers to Aroyas? So Rashi says at the very top, because the word Derech suggests Gili Aroyas. You see the top Rashi in the left hand side. Gili Aroyas Achsiv Derech Gever B'Alma. Gever B'Alma is referring to a young man, a young lady, and therefore we're talking about Inyane B'an Tashmish. And therefore, this Pasuk Kihishchas Kol Basar is Darkoi, means instead of man and wife living together properly and appropriately, unfortunately there was hashchasa in these in Yom.
It'd be a kadarka and shalok kadarka. It's in that expression.
If you would prefer that, that's fine too. But the point of all of this is that we're talking about people will over on gili arois. So that's number one. Number two was chom dechsim, pen tashchisen, vasisim lechel, pesim tmunes kol samel, Tav Nezocher Behema, etc. So this is talking about making Avodah Zarah, and that says Ben Tashchisa, says the Russian Hashchasa. So when it says that B'nei Noach that all of the people at that time were killed, with the exception of Noach and his kids. Batishachis ha'aretz lefnei ha'bikim. What's batishachis? That they were over on these two. So we see that that's why they were punished. So obviously these are two of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And we continue on. The idach. What does the Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was the one that learned from Yitzhak Hashem alikim. He learned that yesterday, the makar for all the seven. So what does he do with this pasuk? He's right. You don't need two limudim to go and tell us the same thing, that Bnei Noach are mitzvah on the Gili Arayis and Avodah Zarah. He said, V'idoch Archayuhu to Kamigali. What means Archay to Kamigali? The Torah is just really telling us the historical facts, that this is what happened as a result of the fact that people unfortunately sinned. In Gili Arayis and Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mabul.
So it's not a warning?
It's not a warning, and it's not the that is not the makor, the source, that Bnei Noach are not allowed to do it. It's telling us. The source is from Yitzhak. Yitzhak Hashem Lekim Adam Leimar. You got to do these things, and these are your seven laws. What happens if somebody messes up and he doesn't do what he's supposed to? Oh, so then the Torah tells us you can have a mabul because of the violation of those two of the seven laws. Shvichas Dam Dichsiv. How do I know that the Bnei Noach are muzar on Shvichas Dam Dichsiv? Says the pasuk, Shvichas Dam Adam, BaAdam Domoy Yishafech. This pasuk is right after they come out of the teva in Parshas Noach. It comes to tell you that Shevech Dama Adam, if Chas Hashem, somebody goes and kills somebody else, then what happens to him? He gets killed as well. Then Adam Dami Yishafech. Why? So bottom line is, I see from this that don't do Shviches Dama. Ve'idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Because after all, Rabbi Yochanan learned Shviches Dama from the pasuk Vayitzav that we had yesterday. And v'dimar kadlayu de kamigali. What the pasuk is telling you is what happens if chas v'shalom someone goes and kills somebody else. It tells us the onish be'ez misa yamisen. As you know, we've learned already a number of times from this pasuk of shoyfach dama adam be'adam dami yishafech. We learned it in that goyim that are oyver the shem mitzvah noyach, they get sayef. They don't get chenek, they don't get skila, they get saif. From this pasuk, oh, so we need this pasuk to tell you which form of misa they get. Gezel d'chsev, how do I know? Gezel, it's in the pasuk, Yerik Esav, Nosati Lechem Es Koil. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Noach and his children, like Yerik Esav, when it was Odom Arishon, I gave him, he was discussed yesterday, he was just a vegan, and then Brother Shai was upset with them because he said, yeah, but maybe they ate eggs, so then they're not considered to be vegans. Fine.
They couldn't afford them.
Anyway, they only ate vegetables and fruits. They didn't go and eat meat products. So, here in this pasuk, after they came out of the teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm now going to broaden the menu. The specific lashon of the pasuk is number 5. Kol remes asheru chai lechem yeli achla. Kol remes, any type of living animal. You can now go and eat. Just like in the good old days, only Odom Arishon only had Kirek Esav. Now I'm broadening your menu that from now on you can eat Kol Remes Ashulchai, which means even Bali Chai.
So that, there was no kosher, just anything that is.
Even today, Bnei Noach can go and eat anything which is not kosher.
Oh, right.
Only the monkeys in there. Yeah.
Yes.
You were talking about the seven Noahide laws.
Seven Noahide laws.
Noga? Of course you know. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. However, the Gemara is not darshaning now on the heter of eating meat, but rather the Gemara is darshaning Kiyarek Esav Nesatel Chem Eskoil. What means Kiyarek Esav? From Reb Levi, Kiyarek Esav, Veloi Kiyarek Gina. What means Kiyarek Esav? We would normally think Yerek means the vegetation, Esav of grass. However, Rashi tells us in the fourth line, Kierik Esav, Esav Kori, Esav Hu Afar. Esav Hu Afar means Esav grass that grows naturally and grows wild everywhere. Like whenever you go into a park or you go into any type of place where you don't have cement, you just have an open lot, you see the grass grows. So that's called the Yerik Esav. And it comes to exclude Yerik Gina, which means a garden or a field that belongs to someone in particular. Says Rashi that Erek Esav therefore is a term that includes and encompasses Kol hagodol mi'elav she'im bay toirach lachrish v'israel. Anything which grows on its own in the wild that you don't have to plant, that you don't have to do any other types of work in the field, you don't have to plow. Tosas yerek esav. And therefore what the pasuk is telling you is, what I give you kiyerek esav, nasati lechem eskoil, gizun tahay, take it, use it, whatever you want. But not yerek, if it belongs to Yankel, it belongs to Beryl, then you're not allowed to touch it. That's the gezel we learn from this pasuk. Vida chadaz Rabbi Yochanan, understand the pasuk. Nah, this pasuk is not telling you hilchos gezel. And will the mishri basar udiyasa? Like we said before, that until now Adam and his family were not able to go and eat from meat, and now all of a sudden the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a heter to eat meat. Eivim menachai, dechsev, I don't know, Eivim menachai, it says the pasuk, ach, basar benafshe, don't mo lo yisoy chelo. Don't go and eat basar when this animal still has its dam flowing. When an animal dies, the same thing applies when a person dies, then there's no more flowing of dam, then everything just falls apart, disintegrates, dissipates, deteriorates, and that's the end. Here it says in the Pasuk, Achbosa ben nafshei domei lo yisachelu, when this animal still has its nefesh and dam flowing, then you're not allowed to go and eat from that basar. You can only eat it after it's died or it's been geshochten. But to go and eat something when it's still alive, that's the iser of the Eivim Menachai. So I have this pasuk, so what do I need the pasuk of Vayetzav of Rabbi Yechanan V'idach? Kulamishri Shratzim Udiyasa. That pasuk has come to tell you that the Bnei Noach are allowed to go and eat Shratzim. And of course, they are very, very makbid. You can see if you ever go into the fancy supermarkets, you can see these lobsters which are going and people buy them. They're eating all types of different Shratzim. And it's mutter. What do you mean? How do you see that it's mutter? So Rashi explains, we'll see the Rashi in a moment, that when you talk about a normal Baal Chai, there's a difference between eating the flesh of the Baal Chai and eating the dam. Anytime you go and eat dam from animals, well, I shouldn't say any time, but most of the time, depending on the different types of dam, but typically dam has a din of karis. And when you eat the basar of non-kosher animals, you're even the issur of eating non-kosher animals, but you don't have a din of karis. Aha. However, when it comes to Shratzim, the Torah doesn't differentiate between the dam of Shratzim and the basar of Shratzim. It could be because that the amount of dam in Shratzim is so meaningless anyway, it's such a small quantity. But I'm not Reb Shimon, I'm not Doyish Tamid Dekra. The Ma'is of the Torah does not differentiate between the basar of the Shratzim and the dam of the Shratzim. I want to take a quick look at the Rashi, the Mishri Shratzim Hudiyasa. It's almost halfway down the Amud. So the Rashi, Mishim Shehuzeru Be'evim Menachai, Me'achoyl Toichel. Since, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how do we know you're not supposed to eat Be'evim Menachai? It's from that possibly, Yitzav Hashem Lekim Al Adam, Leimar, Mikol Eitz Hagon, Ochoyl Toichel. So we learned yesterday that comes La'afuke Evim Menachai. It's Osa Haikra, Le'mishra Evim Menachai B'Shratzim. This pasuk now, the ach basar benafshei domei lo yisachelu, is not coming to tell you an isur on Eivim Menachai. That we know already. It's coming to tell you a heter. What do you mean it's coming to tell you a heter? By shratzim. Vachi doshin lekabon bepirkin. O yisei basar shekorui domei benefesh. Vaha basar kori basar. Anytime that you have a normal animal that we're being machalik between the basar, which is called domei benefesh, like this pasuk, ach basar benafshoi, basar benefesh. And there's also basar itself, basar kari basar. The hainu, domoi choluk mibsaroi, that you have in the same animal two different categories of iser. You have dam and you have basar. In those animals, the sarnu lechol, the eivim menachai, ulei bishratzim. Shein domoi kari nefesh. The dam of a sheretz is not called nefesh. The Torah says elsewhere, what's one of the reasons why you're not going to go and eat dam? Because nefesh kol basar domoi benafshehu, that the nefesh of the, thank you very much, Ramadcha, the dam of the nefesh, that's in the dam. Shein domoi kori nefesh, elehari hu kibsari, in the case of the sheretz, we don't go and call the dam nefesh, but the dam and the basar are the same. If Ayid were to go and eat the dam of a sheretz, there's no Isra Karis. Kinaman b'krisis, like we'll see in Mitzvah Masechta Krisis, to less pay el the less pay. There is no such Isra Karis or Oynish of Karis for eating the dam of Shratzim. So therefore, when a person eats a full sharet, he's not over an two isurim of eating dam and eating basar. He's only over an isur of basar dishrot.
But there's no ever minacha either.
So that's what our Gemara is telling us. Thank you, Bill. Bill is now filling in the missing blank. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk of ach basar nafshi dam lezechelu is not coming to tell us the isur of eva minachai by behemois and chayois, but rather it's coming to tell you the heter of eva minachai of a sheret. So if a person decides that he likes to go and eat shratzim, but he doesn't want to go and eat, he doesn't want to go and kill the sheret, he takes a live sheret, cuts off a little piece over here, a little piece over there, and eats it, and now he's over on the din. Now he's over on the din of eating sheret, but he's not over on the din of eva minachai.
And when they throw like a lobster into boiling water,
yes, that
lobster.
That's what we call tzar balachayim. Anyway, getting back to argument, so therefore it's not coming to tell an answer. Right, according to Tanu ben Menashe, remember Sirus and Kalaim. Sirus tachsim, shiritzu ba'aretz urvuva. You should go and expand in the land and have children and multiply, etc., etc. And therefore, anyone that tries to defy that or undermine that, how? By removing the productive, the reproductive organs of a person, so he's preventing the shirt of aris, and that's the iser of sirus. The idach, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Come on, that's a bracha bi'alma. That's not telling you isurim. That's a bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is benching, and he's saying to Klal Yisrael, not to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Noach, you should all be fruitful, you should all multiply, and...
So why can that be considered one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach?
That's a mitzvah to go and reproduce.
You're right.
Very good. So the Mefarshim ask your kasha, and they say that all of the seven dinim of the mitzvah Bnei Noach are all loisesses, they're all lavs. They say that they're all lavs. Presumably, what would be the lav l'gabi dinim? To have a society that does not have judgment, that does not have a court system, does not have judges. But bottom line is, they say that this are all lavin, and this shir tzvoritz would be an asay, and that's not included in the shev mitzvah Bnei Noach. Kilayim dechsev me'oif l'mineu, that when they took the behemoth and chayis into the teva, they took oif l'mineu. So Rashi says that l'choira, if they would not have been makbid on kilayim, what you could have is just one very, very fruitful male, such as a male horse, and then have 25 other minim that we would say male horse go and live with them. Meaning you could take a female elephant and a female donkey and crossbreed, exactly. So why would they makbid me oifel pinev? Because they were makbid ilchis kelayim, not to crossbreed one with the other. The idach says Rabbi Yechon Mishkaraya, ahu letzav sali alma. After all, these behemoths and chayes are going to be stuck there in the teva for a while, so they wanted to have a nice person from the same min that they could go and discuss matters with, right? At the end of every single day, they can go over the day's events. Was Hetzach your Trump, Nish Trump? Is he going to save the world? He's not going to save the world, etc. So they wanted to have someone of their
type.
Everyone wants a person of their type, right? It used to be years ago, and people made Shadichim, an Englisher wanted an Englisher, a Polisher wanted a Polisher, a Galatiana, a Galatiana, and so on and so forth. So they wanted to have someone of their own men to be able to share. Very good. So Nishkarai, that is an Issachalai, but rather the Pasuk is telling us, as a matter of fact, that every, just like people like to have their own men, the Havdali animals, the elephants want the elephants, and not interested in horsing around with horses.
What's gold about, because they say opposites attract too.
Yeah, but opposites attract within the same men, right? Good. Continuing the mark. Really, there's two dots here at the end of the line. Those two dots should come over here, right after we're Ba'alma, because now we've concluded the first segment of today's Gemara. We asked Tanu ben Menashe, how does he know the Shev Mitzvah Noach? And we went through all of these various psukim to tell us the makor for all those seven. And now we saw a new Shev. Omer of Yosef, Amri Beirav, Al Sholish Mitzvois ben Noach Nerag. Of the Shev Mitzvah Noach, only three of them are Machayev Misa. Which three? Gesher Simen. Again, all these two dots, the Chari should come out. Gesher is very simple. Kili Arois, that's the Gimel. Shin is the Shvichas Domim. And the Reish is referring to Birchas Hashem. So that's the Gesher, those three. Not the other four. Maskel Rav Sheshes. Bishlam Shvichas Domim Dechziv. Shvichas Dama Odom, Ba Odom Dami Yishafech. Person killed someone, you kill him back. Oh, so it says the din of Misa, the Gabi Shvichasa. Ella Hanach Min Alu. How do I know the other two? That's the Gili Aroyis and the Pirchas Hashem. If you're going to say it's like a Mamatzino, just like a find that one of the Shem Mitzvah Noyach has a din of Misa. So these two also. So why don't you say all the other six besides that seventh? Learn all six from the din of Shvichasa. I feel a Kuminami. Elamai, you're not just learning with a Mamatzino. You're learning that it must be a Makar. So tomorrow, Imishim Disraboy, the Ish Ish. So the answer is very easy because there are two psukim ish ish, and those two ish ish comes the rabbi says akum. We're the ish ish. If you look at number 9, our publisher did a great job in putting both psukim. Number 9 ish ish al kosher b'sor le'sikru v'legalis erva niyashem. Oh, that's Gili Aroyis. Why does it only say? Why does it say the double ish? It could have said ish al kosher b'sor. What's the double ish ish? So this gemara could be learning. Since we know by Gili Aroyis, you call it Shias, and we call it to Avis Eilav and Echris, did you go and get Karis? And on many of the Aroyis, in fact, there happens to be Mishas Zezin as well, some Skila, some Sreifa, some Chanek. Oh, so the Ish Ish comes to be Marva, also Goy. Ah, so that's how we know that there's a din of Misa by people that violate the Hilchus Gili Aroyis. What's the other Ish Ish? Well, B'nai Yisrael, Tadaber Leimar, Ish Ish ki Yekal Alikav and Osachatoy. Someone who's Mavorech Es Hashem. Again, it says Ish Ish, and we know that a person Mekal Es Hashem Chas Hashanah is the din of Verogmo Oisoi Bavanu Bameis. You have to go and stone him, and then you have to be toilim, etc., etc. Not saying by a goy, goy will be sayef. But the point is a din of Misa. So don't be worried. If the reason why you're saying that there is Misa by Gili Aroyis and by Birchas Hashem is because it says ish ish l'rabbis oivdikachovim. Now, when it's coming nami is rabbis. If that's the case, by Avodah Zarah, it also says ish ish. Where does it say ish ish by Avodah Zarah? That's number 10. Well, b'nei Yisrael tadabra leimar. Well, b'nei Yisrael toimar. Ish ish m'bnei Yisrael u'menager agar b'Yisrael ashiitim izaroi la'moylech mois yumas. This Gemara holds that moylech is a form of Avodah Zarah. That's a machloikis throughout Shas, whether moylech is a separate yisur, or it's just a subdivision, so to speak, of Avodah Zarah. But anyway, based on how our Gemara is learning now, Ish Ish Hashemite and Mizar Lamoylech, and therefore it's part of Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah should also have a din of Misa, because a person who engages in Moylech or other forms of Avodah Zarah, as we know, gets Skila. So that being the case, why did you say only three? You should say four, include Avodah Zarah. And Rav Sheshes Taka makes a small emendation. What this was Rav Yosef Ami Beirav. Rav Sheshes Ami Beirav al arba mitzvah ben noyach nerag. And so therefore, we're adding one more to the gesher. You have to add avodah zarah. Good. Frank Timur, is that really true? Avodah kachovim ben noyach nerag. If a goy goes and serves avodah zarah, does he get misa? But Tanya, didn't we learn in the brayso? We quoted this brayso already before. Those things that Bezin is nameless for that Avodah Zarah, they get an Ashara. Ashara sounds like that there is no Misa, just an Isur. Ashara in Misa Loi. Didn't you just say now that those Avodah Zarahs that Bezin Shi Yisrael Mamisan Aleihem, that means, for instance, if a person did Pa'ar before the Baal Pa'ar, or he threw stones by the Margulias, or he did those other types of avoida that are mechayiv misa, no benayich is musaleh, only gets an asar. Sounds like there's no misa. You just said a moment ago al arba mitzvah benayich nerag. Nachma Yitzchak asar shalehen zuhi misasa. Nachma Yitzchak says that the lashon of the Gemara when it comes to yidin, there is always a differential between an asara and the oynish. However, when the Gemara uses the same terms by a goy, by an akum, it doesn't necessarily mean ashara to the exclusion of misa. The terms ashara and misa could be synonymous when we're talking about akum. It's only when we're talking about Yisraelim, then the Gemara cares to make that distinction between ashara and misa, but by akum, the Gemara's lashon is a little bit more lax, if you will. Where do we see this from? Yeah, let's take a quick look at the Rashi, see if Rashi agrees with that interpretation. Hazara Shelehem. If you look at the second wide line down below, at the end of the line, Hazara Shelehem, Kiloimar, Kol Hazara, Ditana, Tana, Kabe B'nei Noyach, wherever you see that the Tana talks about Hilchot B'nei Noyach and he uses the term Hazara, Zuyi Misa Shelehem. That could also mean Misa. V'leidayik b'hu Tana, l'misni Misa, Kabe Chayov V'misos. Vazhara Vishain ben Misa Kilagabi Israel. The Gabi Israel, the Tan is very exact, very succinct. If there's only an Isser, he talks about it as an Azhara. If it's talking about an Oinish, he tells us what the Oinish is. But when it comes to Bnei Noyach, after all, Shas is not intended to address Hilchos Bnei Noyach. Yeah, there are Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, but that's not the reason why Hashem gave us the entire Shas, which takes 7.5 years to learn every single daf. 99.9% of Shas is addressed to Jews. And so therefore, when we make the distinction with Gabiyin, we're going to make distinctions between Isser, between Malkus, between Misa, all the different categories and subcategories. When it talks about Bnei Noach, it's talking about Akam, we kind of give it a broad brush painting without really specifying and differentiating. So therefore, you could interpret that Bryson. Read into Muzar, that means they also get Misa. So therefore, according to this Pshat, in a Chanami, we have now four of the seven. Yes.
So we're talking about a Jewish Beis Din now would execute a guy. So in order that, does the same laws apply, you need two Edim and a warning and all that?
It's a very, very good question. We're going to focus more about that on the Amid Beis in Yetz Hashem. Unfortunately, you're not going to have the pleasure and privilege of your company at that time. It's something that you have to leave, but you'll always be able to listen to the tape. We're going to talk about that, whether it's Behilchos Didon or Behilchos Didhu. We're going to talk about that on Amid. But getting back to our Gemara, so we had already two versions of what they said, Bebei Rav, one that there are three mitzvahs, Shenerag, one that there's four mitzvahs, Rav Huda, Rav Yehuda, Vekul, Talmid, the Rav Amri, Al Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noyach, Neherag, all seven. There's no differentiation among the seven. There's Misa on all seven. Kol Yerachman and Bechada, the Torah said it expressly by one. Which one is that? By the Shvichas Daman, when the Torah says, Shvichas Daman, Odom, Odom, Dami, Shafer. And the same thing applies across the board to the other six.
How are you going to give Mita on Bate Dinan, who are you going to kill? Meaning, like, how are you going to carry that out?
What do you mean?
If one of the seven Noahide laws is to make court system,
correct,
right?
Correct.
So how are you going to give someone, meaning, like, for someone doesn't do it, you're going to give a mita?
It's a good question. Maybe or maybe not, the Gemara will still address this over the next day or two. But assuming it doesn't, it means, presumably, those elected officials that had the authority and they had the power to go and establish the court system and didn't, or they did establish a court system but it was totally corrupt and that they are not going dispensing justice the way one should, so presumably they would go and get Misa. Anyway, so one of the seven is Gezel. And we normally think of Gezel as something that is Mechayev Misa, but in fact, by Bnei Noach, it is Mechayev Misa. The Ala Gezel, Ben Noach Freiti Mora, Bala Gezel, Ben Noach Nerak, what time do we have a Braisa? Ala Gezel, Gonav, the Gozal, Bechen Yifas Toyer, Bechen Kiyoitz Behen, Kusi Bekusi, Bekusi Bisrael, Osir, Bisrael Bekusi, Mutter. What is he saying? Ala Gezel is the headline, meaning this is one of the seven Mitzvah Noach. What are the forms of Gezel that you can think of? So the Braisa says, I can think of four forms of Gezel, because the term Gezel is being used somewhat loosely. For instance, you have Ganav. Normally we don't think of a Ganav as a Gazlan or a Gazlan as a Ganav. There are different laws which apply to the two. But since we're using the term Gezel loosely to mean any type of prohibited taking someone else's property, so Ala Gezel includes a person who's a Ganav, a person who's a Gazlan, a person who goes and takes a Yafas Toyar, because Rashi says here you're also taking an Ashes Ish from someone else. And anything which is similar. What is that? We're going to have a discussion about that in another 6-7 lines. The Gemara is going to come up with 3 or 4 potential options as to what the means. But in the meantime, let's finish off the Braisa on any one of these forms of Gezeila. Kusi Bekusi, if one goy does it to another goy, the term kusi is presumably just a censor, so it's talking about a goy or akum or nochri. All of these terms are typically synonymous in Shas. So kusi b'kusi. B'kusi b'Yisrael is osur. Now notice it says osur. It doesn't say chayv. It says osur. B'Yisrael b'kusi, however, b'Yisrael does a vis-a-vis a kusi. In other words, were he to engage in one of these forms of gzela, mutter, it is permissible. Bear in mind, Rashi says, this is according to one man, the Omar. We do not paskin that way. We paskin that Yisrael is not allowed to go and steal from a kusi. However, this is a man the Yama that holds that it's mutter. You recall back in Masechet Bava Kamma, the Gemara brought a pasuk says, "Omad vayater goyim," that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw ro vayater goyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the goyim were not makbid even on the minimum of their seven Noahide laws of the Shemitzoni Noach, and therefore he was matter mamoinim li Yisrael. That's one view of the Gemara, but that's not the view of the halacha lemaisa. So no, nobody should misquote this Gemara as halachic authority to go and chas v'shalom steal either from a fellow Jew or even from an achim. But regardless, so says the Gemara, that's the Lashon HaBraisa. What's the Gemara's kasha? You just got finished a moment ago saying that on all of the Shem Mitzvah Noyach, a person who violates it, a Ben Noyach violates it, he gets Misa. It doesn't say Misa here, it just says that it's also Vim Isa. If you're going to tell me that this Taka Misa, Nisti Chayiv. Why doesn't it say in this brisa al gezel, God of the gezel? Can you ask him? Can you wait up? Kusiv Yisrael. It should say that it's chayiv. Chayiv means chayiv misa. Why does it say osur? Sounds like it's taka. There is no chayiv misa. So I'll tell you why we use that expression of osur. You have no right. Be'emesen there's taka dinam misa. The reason why it says osur not chayiv because we shouldn't combine the misti sefer. What does it say in the sefer? We just quoted a moment ago. Yisrael bekusi mutter. Now, if we were to go and say in the Reisha that you are Chayiv Misa, and then say Yisrael Bakusi is Potter from Misa, right? Chayiv and Potter would go together. That sounds like B'dievet, if he did it, it is Potter. But, or, that it's Osir, but you know, you don't get a din of Misa for it. But says, Rashi says, Argimar, no, in fact, that it's Mutal Chatchila. According to this man, Yomar, Ayid is allowed to go and steal from Mangoy. Ah, that being the case, since the Sefer has to tell us the halacha, not that it's potter avul osir, but it's telling us that it's taka mutter, so therefore that's why, for consistency in style, we write in the ratio osir. But b'emesin, it's not just osir, in fact it's chayiv, chayiv misa. So because the Sefer says mutter tana ratio osir, frey timura, v'hakol heicha de islei chiyuva misna katani, normally in these brises, and now we're going to bring another related brisa, when we're talking about chiyuv choiva, it says Mr. Ketani Shteitach, Misa Shteitach, word choiva. Ketani Reisha. Until now we spoke about Gezel. Let's talk about Ashvichas Damim. What's the din of Ashvichas Damim? Kusi b'kusi. B'kusi b'Yisrael. If you have a goy killing a goy killing a yid, you're chayv. Yisrael b'kusi is potter. So now, what are we going to go and say over here? Doesn't it say very clearly in the Reisha, chayiv? And here it says potter. So, you see that this Tana, when he wanted to go and tell you chiyuva, he said it, Mr. Ketani, et kishrim chayiv. So, by the fact that here by Shvichas Tam he writes chayiv, and by Gezel he leaves out chayiv and he puts in osur, doesn't that suggest that in fact there is no chiyuv misa, but rather just osur? So, Timana, you're wrong. There's a fundamental difference between Shvichas Tam and Gezel. Hasam hechi listening. What should we say by Shvichas Dam? Listen, Osir, Umutter, are you going to go and say by Shvichas Dam? A goy against a goy, or a goy against a yid. That's Osir, he's not allowed. But Yisrael, Bekusi, Mutter, he's allowed to lechatchila go and kill a goy. Is that true? Avadanish, what Tanya? Kusi, V'roi Behem Medaka, Loi Malin, V'loi Meirin. Kusi meaning an akul, Roi Behem Medaka, which are Groi Segazlanim. What's the din? Loi Malin, V'loi Meirin. What means Loi Malin, V'loi Meirin? It means if he happens to be in a precarious situation, he's down at the bottom of the bar, and he's calling out, help me, help me. Loi Malin, you don't help him out. Loi Marin, however, you don't take a goy and throw him into the bar, because you're not allowed to go and kill a goy. Zoi Bazoi, you could not have said by Shvichas Damim in the Reisha, Osir, and Yisrael Bekusi is Mutter. No, it's not Mutter. Loi Marin, you're not allowed to go and kill a goy. And therefore, says the Gemara, I had therefore to go and say by Shvichas Damim, not the Lashon of Isser and Mutter, but I had to go and say the Lashon of Chayiv and Potur. Ah, so there I had no choice. I couldn't use Asr and Mutter. But the case of Gezel, since I want to emphasize it over there, it's Taka, totally Mutter according to this, Mandi Amar. So that's why, Yisrael Bakusi, that's why the Reisha says Asr, and the Sefer says Mutter. So bottom line is, I have no raya from the terminology of the Braisa. It could very well be, like we said a moment ago, that on all seven mitzvah b'nei noyach, including gezel, in fact, is misa. But now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent, because since we brought that Braisa, and the Braisa says, what's the definition of gezel? So we gave four definitions. Aganav, agazlan, someone who takes ifastoya, v'chein kiyoytze behen, pray timar kiyoytze v'gezel mai. Can you tell me what is that kiyotzeba, like an etc.? What other cases can you think of? And the Gemara comes up with two or three cases, which the Gemara rejects until we have our final case. Oh, we're talking about that what happens if a poil is working in the kerem, and he decides that he wants to go and eat some of the grapes as he's working in the kerem. Oh, so that's what it says. If it happens to be a goy who's doing work poil bekerem in a goyish vineyard, and he eats anovim, he is a gazlan, and he deserves to get misa. Pray tomorrow. One second. Let's go into the details now. Poil bekerem emes. When is this taking place? Ibishask mar malacha. We're talking about that he's now being botzer. He's harvesting in the kerem. He's cutting down all the grapes and collecting them together for the owner. Heteiruhu. Then you're allowed to go and eat, even a Jewish boy.
Even a behema.
Well, okay, I don't know which one you want to say even more. But the point is that I eat that eating in the other person's kerem, he's not allowed to feel, but it's v'chalta k'napshecha sovecha, the poil that's working in the kerem, k'sovet b'kem riacha, then v'chalta anovim k'napshecha sovecha, you can eat as many anovim you want. We're not just talking about a trespasser coming to somebody else's kerem, but someone who's working in the other person's kerem, he's allowed to eat at the time of the betzira as much as he wants. But don't go and put it into your lunch bag to go and take it home for dessert. No. You can eat whilst you're working in the field. If it's a total heter, it's also mutter. So what are you telling me that it's psachia misa? If you're telling me that throughout the season, when it's not Gemar Malacha, when the poil is working the kerem, then gezel aliyah, that's regular gezel. Ayid is also not allowed to go and eat when he is working in the kerem. Only b'shas Gemar Malacha. And that being the case, if in fact this poil is taking a novim, he has no right to take them. That's gezel, that's a real gezel. So I don't need a kiyotzeben, that's already covered in this laundry list of ala gezel. Ganov the gozal, is the chagazal. So that cannot be the pshat. El amra papal in Israel apachas mishava pruta. It's talking about that it's worth less than a shava pruta. It's worth a penny, and it doesn't even pay to go mint pennies anymore because it costs 2 pennies to go mint 1 penny. 3.7 pennies for each penny. Okay. Anyway, the pachas mishava
went up since last week.
Yeah, exactly. Inflation. You'll see in a couple of years. People are going to hoard the pennies because they're going to be collector's items, and then they're going to go up in value. And if in 20 years from now, our kids will be able to buy a penny for $20 or something.
Penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah, that's true.
Penny is $4. $4.04.
Am I not fair? You said 3.7.
Oh, see, went to 4. Do I hear 5, anybody? Okay.
That's a nickel. They're going to give it that.
A nickel is a quarter.
But then pennies are going to be very valuable because there won't be.
Exactly. It becomes a collector's item, becomes scarce, and then people will be buying pennies for $20.
It's like the prutas, isn't it?
Yeah,
it'll be like pennies from heaven.
Ella, lepach mishem prutas. Oh, that's what he's talking about. And that's the kiyotze behen. Now, if you have a goy who steals a penny from somebody else, that's not real gezel, because it's not a shava pruta. I'm a kiyotze behen. Why did we say that the first two categories are kusi b'kusi, kusi b'Yisrael osir? By Yisrael, it's not osir. Why is that osir? Because by Yidin, less than a shava pruta is not considered to be gezel. Why is it not considered gezel? Because habar machiluhu. Because people are moichel. Less than a penny, less than a pruta. That's as gunish b'gunish. And therefore, why does it say that it's osir? Which we're interpreting to mean not only it's osir, yechayiv. Misa for stealing less than a shavu pruta. It's not true that after a second or two or 5 seconds, when the person realizes that his total loss was less than a Shavuot Pruta, okay, Akapura on the less than Shavuot Pruta. Avatar Bishatim, that's like, doesn't it sting him at least for that first second? That first second when he hears that somebody stole from him less than, stole from me half a penny. Oy, I used to be able to, in 1897, I could buy a whole New York Times for it, and then it was worth something. And
that's what it's prejudice.
It wasn't worth that then.
It wasn't worth half a penny older. Okay. Anyway, but the point of all of this is that this is why it's considered to be Osir and Chayim Misa, because even though a second later he'll be Michael, but for that first second, it was a real richtig exela. That's why you're Oiver, and that's why it's Osir, and that's why you're Chayim. Okay. Kusi bekusi ki yoytze behen. How do you have kusi bekusi? Ki min la b'ni mechila ninu gezel ma'al yehu. For them, it's taka gezel ma'al yehu because they're taka not moichel. Therefore, it's taka chiev misa and a chiev of gzeh. Elo mamracha b'rei darvika. Lo'initzcha oh, so no. The more zaskum is akasha. We said that, we started off the brice again. Ala gezel. Gone and the gozel b'chein yivastoy. B'chein yivastoy b'chein kusi b'kusi. Because we Israel is osur. You're telling me kusi b'kusi is osur. Because it's kiyoytze b'hen. Because it's less than a sheva pruta. No. For they is the gezel ma'aliyu. So you don't need to go and throw in the kiyoytze b'hen for the kusi b'kusi. Because that's part of gezel. You stole a less than a sheva pruta. Since laban imechilin, you know it's gezel ma'aliyu. So why did you have to add the kiyoytze b'hen by kusi b'kusi? And so therefore says Yimara, you're right. I fall away from this pshat of the Pach Meshav Pruta. What does the Kiyoytze Ben come to tell you? If you don't go and pay your wages. Aha. Kusi b'kusi. B'kusi b'Yisrael is Osir. And it's a form just like Zela. And not only is Osir, it's Chayiv. Al Tzgezel. Yibichayim Misa. Yisrael b'kusi is Mutter. Yisrael b'kusi is Mutter. Again, not la'alocha, but according to this price, Yisrael would be able to go and quote-unquote jip his employees, his non-Jewish employees, by not paying them their wages. Mm-hmm. Not la'alocha, but that's what this price says. Right, we said in this price, kiyoytze boy. So now the kiyoytze behen, it doesn't say kiyoytze boy, it's behen. So therefore it's referring to all the categories. V'chen kiyoytze behen, zokti gemara, by the case of Yifas Toyar, Mahi, what is that case like Yifas Toyar? Kiosav Dimem Rabluzam Rabchanina. Benoyach Sheyichet Shivcho Li Avdoi Ubo Oleho Nerag Oleho. What happens if you have Benoyach, who has his favorite Eved, and therefore he says to the Eved, I'm going to go and mate for you one of my Shvachos, who is very pretty and attractive, and da da da. And of course, the Eved is ecstatic. He's going to have this Shivcha to be, quote unquote, his wife. And what happens after that? And then Ben Noyach one day decides she's so attractive, he wants to go and live with her. Ah, so now that is similar to Yifas Toya. Why is it similar? Because Yifas Toya is a real Eishes Ish that one can take, a Yid can go and take a Muhammad, like it says in the Torah, in the parashas, Kiseitzer.
Right.
However, a goy is not allowed to go and do that, and the kiyoytze boy is, and he goes and takes his own shifra that he had, was miyachid for his Eben, ubole, neragole. That's what the hariga that we're talking about in this kiyoytze boy on the case of the Eishes Fastaya. Eishes Fastaya. Now, in the other braisa which we brought al shvichas domen. Notice over there is no similar expression kiyotzibai. Just hashvichas damen kusi bekusi kusi yisrael chayiv yisrael bekusi is butter. Why didn't say shvichas damu kiyotzibai? So tomorrow, because by kiyotzibai shvichas damu leitanya, because lechayiv there is no such kiyotzibai. Rashi says shvichas dam either is aser or it's butter. How is it aser? You know, they're going to kill somebody. You kill somebody, you're chayiv. You get misaf. When would it be mutter? If you happen to be a nirdaf. In self-defense, somebody's running after you with a knife or with a gun, you're allowed to turn around and go and shoot him. So that's totally mutter. So, right. So there's no kiyotze, but there's no parv in the middle. It's either chayiv or it's butter. So that's why there's no kiyotze. However, omrachaya imishkachas, if you find a braisa that says that there is kiyotze ben mishichas damim, I found you a case of kiyotze. Desanya, the Gemara brings a very interesting name. Rabbi Yonasan ben Sholi, imagine, one of the Tanoim, his name was Rabbi Yonasan ben Sholi. What happens if you take a roidiv mit a nirdav? And the roidiv is running after the nirdav. And the nirdav is able to save his life, not by shooting him in the heart.
He can go under the fifth rib.
Under the fifth rib. Oh, yeah. You're reminding us of the story mit Avner, mit Amosam, mit Asoel, and all those.
Yeah.
And Yoyav, all those gemaras that we had a few days ago. Anyway, so if he's able to do matzil miyachem evarav, he could have gone and shot the person and wounded him in his leg so he would trip and he wouldn't be able to go and do anything more. No, if he didn't do that, but rather if you shot him to kill, nereg olav, then he gets misa. So that's the kiyotze boy of the shvichas damim, which even though it's wutter to go and shoot the guy, he's my roidiv. Said the Pianim Tim Shol, oh no, no, no. If the nidiv can go and save himself, and he didn't, then nereg olav, he also gets misa. But Rashi says, with his own contributors, some minshol. The Rabban respectfully disagree, and they say there is no such chiyuv. If a roidiv is running after you for misa to go and kill you, chas v'shalom, then he has a right to go and in self-defense, hashkim lahargoy, go and kill him first before he kills you. Exactly. That's the top Rashi we have. Look at the Rashi, nereg olav. That's the kiyoitz by the shvichas dam. Tavikoroiv leheter. It's almost heter, because after all he's a nirdav. But it's still not mutter. So kusi b'kusi b'kusi b'Yisrael is chayiv. If a kusi goes and shoots at the heart instead of at the legs, is chayiv mitza. Chayiv Yisrael b'Yisrael. Chashu shol ma'yir against Yid. Av Yisrael b'kusi, then he's potter. V'aliba, this is all contributing to sin bin shol. Av Rabban pliya levi amri heter gomer ho v'leke kiyoitze boy. This is totally mutter. A roidiv is running after you. Don't start saying, I'm going to hit him on the arms and the legs and the nose and the toes. You shoot him, he wants to kill you, you have the right to go and kill him.
Initial blushing, he's Chai Misa, have a curve of a head, Hatir. It's curve of Hatir and Chai Misa?
Yeah.
I think maybe Mata, something in between.
We see that it's curve of a head, because Quentin Abundant stole him with the Chachilla. So even according to this, Rabbi Yonasan Michal, he says somewhat reluctantly and begrudgingly, it's curve of a head, of the Misa, it's an issue of the Misa, it's awesome. Okay, so therefore, that's the end of that shtickle. New shtickle now. Ashkech Rabbi Yanka bar Acha dehav ksiv b'sefer agadat bei Rav. Apparently in the Besmedish of Rav they had some Sifri Agada, obviously not major compilations because at that time they only had Rabbeinu HaKadosh that was allowing you to go and codify the Mishnayis, but to go and we didn't have, you know, Gemaras like we have today. So there was some Sifri Agada bei Rav, and as you'll see in the Gemara, smuggled into the Sifri Agada were also some halachas. And one of them were the halachas that our friend Aria was asking about before. What is that halacha? It says, Ben Noyach Neharag v'dayin echad u'be'ed echad shloi b'hasra mipi ish v'loi mipi isha v'afilu karev. What's the basis of all of this? We're going to see a posik in another moment. So what we're telling us is the basic structure, if you will, of the Bati Mishpat of Ibn Noyach. Number one, if you're talking about Misa, you don't need a Bezdin of 23, Dayan Echad. You don't need a Pishnaim, Edom, or Shlosh, Edom, Yakum, Dover, Eid Echad is enough. Shalei Bahasra, you don't even give the Vasra at the time when the person is about to commit the crime, you do not have to be Masra. Mipi Ish, however, the Dayan or the Eid has to be a man, Mipi Isha, but not a woman. But even a Karev can be kosherly Eidus. What's the basis of all these 5, 6, 7 halachas that we just learned? Wait another 2 lines, we're going to bring them akar. But first, the Brais or the Agada to the Beirav adds one more halacha. Shem Reb Shmuel Amru, Afalu Ubrim. What means Afalu Ubrim? An Ubr, of course, means a fetus inside an unborn child. That if a goy aborts a child, he's chayiv misa. Not by a Jew, only by goyim. Rashi immediately points out that by a Jew, it's only after the tinnik is yoytze la'avir u'oilam, and he is not a nefil. In other words, we know kol le'chadoshim. But if it's a nefil, it's the same din as if you have an
uber. 7 months or 6 months when it comes up?
As long as it is a viable child. How do you know that it's viable? Certainly if it's full term, we assume that it's viable. But even if it's a mikutayim, even if it's after 7 months, there's a machloikis whether a baby lives in mikutayim or not. The best way to go and find out, let the baby live 30 days, and you find out if you live 30 days, and you know it was not an eifel, and killing after that, that would be a din of Yisrael Nereg Olav. However, the Gabi Goyim, even if it's feticide, whatever the fancy term is, that they go
infanticide.
I could only bite infant. Even inside is called infanticide.
It's an abortion. Feticide.
Feticide, no?
Yeah, feticide.
Okay, anyway, fight it out and between yourselves.
Yeah,
no, we made up.
That's abortion, right?
Exactly, abortion, correct.
Moshe was 6 months, right?
Moshe was 6 months.
He was born
at the end of 6 months.
End of 6 months,
right? That's where the 3 months left, 79, that's why it says, and then he put him into the basket, and the Goyim didn't know. Right. Yes, man.
When he's a guy, it's chomer. Mm-hmm. He's a yid, it's kula. And when he's a yid, you have to get a kula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't be that something that is, when Gentile, it's lenient. It's more chomer. It's more chomer.
Which is the theological question that you're posing is a very good question. Of the Maisel Zishtet in the Gemara, that there are certain things that goyim are more chomer than yid. Take, for instance, we spoke about on the Amud Aleph, the case of the Gezel Pachel Mishal Apruta. They are chayiv and something like that. Or yin sin se moich, they're potter. Here it's even more egregious because we're talking about hilchis of misa.
Also, arin and dam, when the animal is still
threshing.
Right.
That's a schooling. That's also the between goyim and yin.
Right.
Very
good. And animals chayiv, even goyim chayiv, even while it's still... still threshing.
Well, there was no way to determine things with Moshe because for 3 months he was a basket case.
Only after the 3 months he became a basket case. Let's go back. Anyway, Shurvi Shmuel says Afal Ubr. Minu Animili. How do we know all of these halachas of this Sefer Garat Beirav? Omer Yirav Demakrat says the Pasik. Ach es dimchem lenafshesechem edroish. And we should see the whole Pasik in its context, because we're going to divide it up in segments. So it's number one here, Aleph on the Gemara. V'yach es dimchem l'nafshi seichem edroi, miyad kol chaya edrishenu, u miyad ha'odam, miyad ish ochiv, edroish es nefesh ha'odam. Basically what the Pasuk is saying is that the Baruch Hu says, don't kill someone, because if you kill someone, edroish I, kaviyoch l'rabayinu shalaylam, I'm going to edroish, domay edrishenu, I'm going to make sure that there's a goyel adam, and we're going to take revenge this person's death. Okay, that's the pashup shot. But the Gemara now divides the segments. Since we're talking now to the people that were yoytzim and ateva, these are the real noyach and the bnei noyach. So I learned from this. The word edroish doesn't say nidroish; it's edroish, even though the pasuk is referring to kaviyoch the rabbi mishalalem. But here we're talking about the shoftim, the elohims, the judges that are taking the Sroar of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and implementing it halacha l'maisa. Afil dayin echad, you don't need 23, even one dayin edroish. V'yad kol chaya, afil ishloi basra, any living thing, meaning any living person that did this, you don't have to first go and tell him you're not allowed to, and then with the dinim on, afil ishloi basra. Edrishenu, umiyad ha'odam, afil b'yad echad, even one acre, says miyad odam, one individual. And then it says, Miyad Ish, Veloy Miyad Isha, meaning that the only one that can be a dayan or an aid has to be a man and not a woman. And then the pasuk continues on, Miyad Ish Achiv, Achiv fill a karev, that you can have a karev that would go and be the dayan or the aid, permissible by the non-Jewish batidinim, or the batimishpach.
Usually a karev is considered a psul because we assume a bias in favor of the accused.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying here that their presumption doesn't apply.
No, we're just saying that it's mutter and that it's kosher. If in fact the person shows a bias, he might then be a neger bedover, and then maybe he would be disqualified.
Okay.
But if he can maintain a straight face and be dispense justice properly, so then he would be kosher for the goyish bati mishpat. Mishum Rabbi Yishmol Amar Afal Ubrin. My time, Rabbi Yishmol. Where does Rabbi Yishmol get this from? The Chsimcha says the pasuk Sheifach Dam Ha'Adam, but Adam Dam Yishafech. So the Gemara is darshening the word Ha'Adam be Adam together. Sheifach Dam Ha'Adam Adam. If you go and kill the blood of a fetus that is still in an Adam,
meaning, Adam inside,
exactly an Adam be Adam. Dam Yishafech. Is that Adam Shuv Adam? The name is that Uber Shuv Ei Imai. You'll remember from the Gemara Masechtas Chul and the Gemara Darshan also over there, it says, Zoy Sechai Shetechelu, they call Behema, and the next pasuk says, Behema, my friend, Parasa, Ba Behema, it says, Behema, Ba Behema, to go and tell you that you're allowed to go and eat a Ben Pekua without making
shchita.
Separate Shechita. Very good. So there also you have Behema, Ba Behema, and you have Odom, Odom, and Havgul between the two. So that's l'choya guta drasha, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Why does the Tanna Kamma, the Braisa, not subscribe to this drasha of afal obrim? Tanna Kamma, Tanna b'menashehu, Tiam chamisa, mul meninayach, eini ella chenek. Ooh, wow. Till now we kept on saying that by b'nei noyach it's always saif. Menashe said no, it's always chenek. How does he learn that? B'shadali hai ba'odam ha'seif v'dekra, b'dorish be'hochi. He doesn't learn it like we just said, no. Odam ba'odam, but rather, shayfer dam ba'odam, you go and kill someone. Ba'odam domi yishofech, go and be shayfer dam to the perpetrator, the one that the ritzeach. How? Ba'odam domoi, that the dam should remain inside and not spurt out. As you know, if chas v'sholom, you use a cherev to decapitate someone, just like lehavdil, you go and do shechita by an animal. After that, all types of blood starts rushing out from the arterial and the veins and everything. Exactly. They're in the tzavar, in the neck, and it's all going to come out. If it's chenek, no dam is going to come out. All the dam is going to remain inside. So therefore, that's how the Bei Menashe learns, Ba'adam dam yishofech, leave the blood inside. Good. You're telling me that you just darshan that pasuk so beautifully, and you said ish v'loy isha. And what do we learn? Both legabi dayin and legabi edus. Why is that? Why are women mufkid? Why don't they have the exact same dinim that applied to jurisprudence that men do? Voksiv. Remember, we learned yesterday what's the basis of dinim, because it said in the pasuk by Yitzhak. And then the Gemara said, and I learned from Avraham Avinu, Yedat v'shlemana sheyitzav in the days of Achrav, as well as talking about Mishpat. So you see, Tzav, or Yitzavah, is related to Mishpat, and here it says Vayitzav, so the Chorit should apply to both men and women. Well, why should it apply to men and women? Because if you look at the entire Pasuk, Yedat v'shlemana sheyitzav is bona v'yezbeisoy Achrav. He's Avraham Avinu, I know, is going to be Mitzavi, his boys, Banav, Vyaz Beisai. What means Beisai? If it means boys, we already said boys. So what's Vyaz Beisai means? The girls, the women folk, that they too have this Manashiya Tzava. Tzava meaning Dinim. V'shom Derech Hashem Lasi Tzedakah Mishpat. Nu Oy Bazoi, so why are you selling it? Only the men folk have the din of Mishpat and the Dinim, and not the lady folk. Everyone who makes a little mafarakla. He asked the Kashi, he answered the Teretz. Says the pasuk bon of lidin beisoy litzdaka. Because the pasuk in its entirety says sheitzav is bon of beisoy achram b'shama derech Hashem lasit tzedaka u'mishpat. So the mishpat, because of the previous drasha of miyada ish edrishanu, so I learned miyada ish with miyada isha. That's legabe dinim, legabe nisa. However, you're talking about tzedaka, then that's the beisoy, that's the women folk. The word tzedakah over here could mean tzedakah, you know, that they have the mitzvah tzedakah, not to exclusion of the bonav. Everybody has a mitzvah tzedakah. But Rashi elsewhere says that tzedakah over here could also be referring to pshara. And that's a tzedakah, tzedek, tzedek, tirdo, if we had earlier on in our Masechta, tzedek, tzedek, tzedek is for din, and tzedek is for pshara. So therefore, the women are involved in tzedakah and pshara. They could be mediators and things like that, but not judges and not aiders.
I'm surprised the Gemara doesn't bring the Chepir Bado about Beso. Beso is Zufishto.
Yeah.
And so usually Beso already has a sense of the females of the household.
Mm-hmm. But the Gemara felt you don't need that. Because Gemara realizes that you have Kanai Nahara, this beautiful, beautiful memory. So all the Gemara says, since it says in the Pasuk, Banav and Beso. Banav is referring to the Banav. Beso is referring to the other non-Banav. It's referring to the women folk in the family. If you want anything, Mark could have said, and I have a riot, the basin from Yom Kippur. But I don't need to come on to that. Fight Omali Rav Avi Misaba Lira Papa. Ema Bas Noyek Shaharga Loite Horeg. Since we just darshan this previous pasuk at the top, Aches Dimchon Avshi Sechem Edroish, and then it says, Miyad Ish Ochiv Edroish. Miyad Ish sounds only if the perpetrator is an Ish. What happens if the Roitzeach is a Roitzachat? It's a woman. You have a good point. Have that other pasuk. It doesn't identify who's the killer. It just the shayfach dam. Whoever is the shayfach dam, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, whoever causes shvichas damim, adam dami yishafich. Mikol Mokoy. Period. Pray tomorrow. Ein Mabasnoich Shezinza Loi Tahareg. Why don't you go and say that the din of Znus only applies to the man, that he's, both of them are Osir, but only the man is going to go and get Misa, but not the woman. Why? The Chassidut says in the Basar, Ken Yazav Ish Es Ovies Imoy, and the Dovek V'Ishtavoy L'Basar Echad. So you see that it's the Yazav Ish. Darshan again, just like we said, Miad Ish, V'Lay Miad Isha, Darshan Ish, V'Lay Isha. Amalei, he said, you have a good point, but Hachiyam Rav Yehuda, the same Pasuk continues on, V'Hayu L'Basar Echad. Hadar V'Nukra, the Pasuk now merges the two together. So even though before V'Hayu L'Basar Echad, I could have thought that the din of Znus may only apply to the Misa of Znus, only by Ish, not Isha. V'Hayu L'Basar Echad tells you, know, they're all in the same pot together. Tanarbat, Ishma Tamaloymar, Ish, Ish. We're going back now to the Parsha of Aroyas, where it says, Ish, Ish, O Kosher, Psorali, Sikrivu, Legalis, Erva, Niyasha. We quoted this back on the Amid Aleph. So the Ish, Ish is the Rabbi Sisakus, right? It says, Ish, Matamali, Ish, Ish, Rabbi Sisakus, Goyim, Ultim, Sorim, Ala Royas. Ki is so, just like Eid. Frank, Timor, Abba, Mahochanavka. Is this the Makoyer that Kusama Muzan Aroyas? Me also Navka, Leymar. That's the first Pasik of Rabbi Yechanan that we learned yesterday. Vaitzav, Hashem, Lekim. And so Odom Leymar, and we said Leymar is a Gili Arroyas. What does Leymar have to do with Gili Arroyas? Because there's another Pasik in Nach that also uses the same term, Leymar. Where does it use the term Leymar? Leymar, he yishalach ish es ishtoi v'holcha me'itoi v'hoisali ish acher. The person leaves his wife and then she goes somewhere else and the Pasik ends off his onis, a massive znus. Anyway, so that's where we had the Makar for, by the B'nai Noyach, the Indian of Gili Arroyas. So what do I have to have two pesukim? I have the ish ish, and I have the pasuk of leimar. Every more hasam aroyis did who? Baruch aroyis did don. What does that mean? Aroyis did who? If a goy lives with a goyish fro, right? You have a
Noahide woman.
Right? A Noahide woman, right? A Noahide man lives with a Noahide woman. That's aroyis did who? Aroyis did don. If one of those Noahides goes and lives with one of our women, with a Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. So that, both of them, is a dinamisa, Gili Arroyas of theirs and Gili Arroyas of ours. Tikvani Seifer, Ba'al Arroyas Yisrael, Nidoin Bedina Yisrael. That if in fact they are Ba'al Arroyas Yisrael, this perpetrator, instead of living with a Goyisha married woman, what happens if he lives with a Jewish married woman, then we don't go and judge him based on the Dine Akum, but on the Dine Yisrael. Now the obvious question is, Lamai Hilchasa, what are you trying to tell me with this Dina Yisrael? For the normal rules of jurisprudence. Eli Eda, the Edom, Bahasra. That if it happens to be that he lived with one of Arroyas Didhu, he lives with a Goyish Eishas Ish, what's the din? Then you only have to have Dain Echad, Eda Echad, no Hasra. However, if he lives with one of the Arroyas Didon, then there's a din of Eda, 23. Edom, Al Pishnai made them, and you have to have Asra. Says the Gemara, that doesn't sound right. Migra Gora. What you're telling me is, when he lives with a Koyisha Eishas Ish, you can convict him very easily. You only need one Dayan, you only need one Eid, you don't need Asra. But if he goes and violates one of our Jewish married women, then you have to have 23, and you have to have two Eidim, you have to have Asra. And therefore, there are many legal technicalities that he could be acquitted. Mm-hmm. So are you going to tell me that the Goy gets a dispensation if he goes and Chas v'Shalom, he violates a Jewish woman instead of, if anything, we're going to incentivize them that they should have to go and violate Jewish women? When he tells us that there's a difference between Arroyas Tidon and Arroyas Tidhu, why? Who less lehu? There is no such concept of a Nara Murasa by Goy. It's either you're Nesua or not. What's the reason why? Because we find in the Pasuk by Eli Melech, it says, V'hi B'ulas Bo'al. B'ulas Bo'al tells us that by the Goyim, it's got to be either it's Be'ila or nothing. Arusa that you hear, koinim mit kesef, mit shtar, no, it's got to be with beer. So now marasa dilitu, less lu. There is no such concept. So if someone violated our marasa, he'd get a free pass. Or denin lu, but denin didan, that if he goes and chas v'shalom lives with an our marasa, a Jewish girl, then the din is that he'll get the skila, or if it's a baskoyin, she will get strefa, like we learned before.
Wow.
So tomorrow, aval eishas ish, bedinu ditu, tainin lu. But what you're suggesting is, if you're talking about an Aishas Ish, then it would always be bedina dithu, not the dina didana. What time you didn't learn the brisa? Well, now maras and nidan beskila, al eishes ish nidan bechanek. Zoktimor be ibedina dithu sayifu. If you're talking about that the goy violated the eishes ish, then it shouldn't have a din of chanek. Goyim, it's always sayif. And you're telling me that by eishes ish, it's only by nara marasa. Then it's bedina didan, because there's no concept by them of nara marasa. But by eishes ish, which is a concept by goyim as well, a married woman. If that's the case, if you're telling me that medina did who dining in lehu, then sayif. Why are you saying chal bichanek? It should go and be sayif. Amar nachba yitzchak, my eishes ish diktani. Going she nichnas lechupa v'loy nivala. Talking about that she is already a nesua in our book because she was nichnas lechupa, but there was no bia yet. Did it who less lehu? It's just like a nar murasa. Until bia, she's not a be'ulas boal, so they don't have that din at all. Oh, so then we know what din they don't. So then they have to go and do according to our body din. The Tani Reb Chanina be'ulas boal yesh lehen. Nechzel chupol nivola ein lehen. They only have the concept of ibulas boal that it was a bia that establishes a lady of being an eshes ish. Anything until that point is good. Tani gavosin Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That we are saying that you have two psukim, one the pasuk of ish ish and the other pasuk of leimar to tell you two gili arayis, one arayis di two and one arayis di don. Tani kavasi Rabbi Yochanan kol ervish a bezdin shisom b'misan aleh ben noyach muzra aleh ein bezdin shisom b'misan aleh ein ben noyach muzra aleh. When we say b'misan aleh, says Rashi, we mean those that really have misa, meaning that you have the. Sorry?
Not Chavi Kares.
Not just Chavi Kares, but also that you have dinim of either Skila or Chenek or Sreif, depending on the situation. However, what about all of those? Then Benechmu is allowed. Ein bezin shi yisoma misan allowed, that there's no misa b'dei Adam, there's only Chiv Kares min b'shamayim. Ein ben noyich muzrala, divreme. Chom oimrim. Harbe aroyus yesh ein bezin shi yisoma misan allowed. There are many such aroyus. Rashi gives a whole laundry list. Achoisoi, achois oviv, achois imai, eishes ochav, eishes achioviv, achois ishtoi. See Rashi about 7 lines before the wide lines. So there are many of them which are only chayef karis. And ein bezdin, maybe similar, ubenoye muzrele. So bo ala royis Yisrael, nidim di Yisrael. If he lives with a Jewish eishes ish, one of these, Yisrael gets a dinim of chayes. Ala royis benoyach, nidim medinim benoyach, then he has his. Vonu in London, now you're asking, where do you have a royis tidon as opposed to a royis tidhu? When I learn a lamarasa mubad. Oh, so this is the raya that we brought to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan, we were asked, what's the difference between a royis tidon and a royis tidhu? Said Rabbi Yochanan, leinitzuchelim al naramurasa. Oh, so if we have naramurasa, that's the chilik. There they don't have that arroyus of Naramasas, and you have to go bidin bidin didan. Thank you, Rabbi Nachman Nami. Nichzis al chupav leinivlo, which we just had a moment ago. That's also a case of an eishes ish by uns, but not by zai. So why don't you list it as well? Why not narmarasam? That by misa, by b'nei noyach, is chenek. Meaning, if they live gili arois with their nisua b'il bulas boal, they get chenek. If they live with one of our ladies, they get chenek. So idi cheneku. They're both chenek. And that's the reason why, if you go back to that price that we had before, where was that price? Tani Kavase, no, before then. We're talking about it. That's who? My Nitzrach. We have Skila. Vatanya, right before, 3 lines before the wide lines. Vatanya, Boal Nar Marasa, Nidon Beskila. Yeah, Avada. Al Eishes Ish, Nidon Mechanek. Oh, so until now we're saying Eishes Ish and Mechanek. So Frank Demar Bedina did who? Sayifu. If we're saying Nar Murasa has to be Bedina Didan, because they don't have a concept of Nar Murasa. But Eishes Ish, we said, they do have a concept, and need a mechanic. Frank Demar, why need a mechanic? Bedina did who? It should be Sayifu. So our Gemara, until now, answered, is talking about so they don't have that concept, and therefore it has to be mechanic like Dina Didan and not Dina Didhu. But now the Gemara is saying, no, in go according to Tanabe Menashe. The Tanabe Menashe says that there's no difference between the case of a Ben Noyach and us when it comes to living with an Eishes Ish, just like by us and Nesua, typically the din is Chenek, since according to Menashe, all Sheva B'nai Mitzvah B'nai Noyach have a din of Chenek, because he learns, Ba'odam Dami Yishofech, the dam stays in the Odam and doesn't spurt out, which is a din of Chenek. Oh, so therefore, we don't have to say the words that it's talking about. Nichsas l'chupah v'nivla could be a normal, regular Eishes Ish, and the reason why they get chenek because that's their din as well. Not only our din is chenek, their din is chenek according to Tanu Bein Asher. We'll stop over here, but some of the mayor to be continued to mention tomorrow by Yaakov Newman and Agit Teshuv.